Hey guys, it's Dre.
And it's the full-time drama queen.
And we are back. This is like our fifth time trying to do a podcast for you people.
Right.
Basically. It just doesn't upload. And hopefully it uploads today. Because if not, we will probably give up till the summer.
Right. So let's get straight into it. When you kiss somebody, right, you're supposed to feel something. You don't feel nothing?
I don't know what that even means. I didn't know you were... What are you supposed to feel? What do you feel?
Like, excited.
I don't know what that is.
Oh!
We have a guest star.
A guest star. Her name is Skyla Scott. You just feel either maybe some butterflies. When's the last time you felt butterflies?
In life? Is that like, I thought that was like a movie thing.
It's like
Is
anxiety.
That real?
Yeah.
It gives you, they give you
it's
anxiety?
Like, it feels like anxiety, but like a good anxiety.
Sometimes I'm so anxious when I'm by myself. You ever like get turned on by like, yourself more than other people? I think I'm just in love with myself. No, seriously.
So you get butterflies when you look at yourself?
I'd be like, ooh, bitch.
That is too funny.
I'd be like, oh my God.
I'd be having those days, but...
Nah, that's every morning. If I was, like, literally... I think if I wasn't asexual and I was, like, a full-on, like, sexual, heterosexual person... I probably, like, would, you know, flick the bean every morning and night.
Ooh, she got lingo for y'all today, y'all.
Because I literally be looking at myself after a shower. I'd be like, oh my God. That's what be taking me so long in your bathroom.
Really?
Good night. I wish you had a full-length mirror.
Well, that's good. I think when it comes to... confidence, I'm getting there. I don't look at myself an orgasm for sure.
Can I eat the rest of this lemon?
No, bitch. We'll save it for the lemon party.
But you squeeze some of it.
But I might squeeze some more.
Well, then squeeze some more so I can
eat the rest. But you gonna suck it. You gonna suck the lemon?
I'm so done with you.
Are you gonna suck the lemon?
Draw.
Wow. Okay. So you were a pretty confident child, like you had high self-esteem your whole life.
No, I think I was very self-aware.
What does that mean?
Like I knew what I looked like, and I knew what other people felt like I looked like. So it was kind of like, I don't know, it was weird because growing up as dark skinned, being in my family is praised, even by like the light skinned people in my family.
Really?
It's praised
always,
to be dark skinned.
Always.
Yeah, so it's a little jarring to go outside into the world and it not be the same. Mm-hmm. So like for me it was like a little weird, but I always had money. So like I was always like that arrogant ass ghetto little girl. Like when I was in Newark,
you didn't experience maybe what some other people experienced. You didn't have that upbringing, because I know some friends that have within their family have been called tar babies and oh you're dark and you're ugly.
Nah, my family is not like that.
So that upbringing really does have a lot to do with certain things. Like if you didn't have that upbringing, who knows?
And then like even in school, most people is afraid of me. Mm-hmm. So if I like you, you're gonna date me, bitch.
I'm done.
That's just how I was working.
Intimidated niggas to date you?
I mean, I would always pick, like, the baddest kid in the class. Like, I think after I left North.
You ate, first of all, she ate that lemon like a pro. No, it's like, it meant nothing. Like, it was a regular fruit for you.
It was.
Like an orange. That shit is sour, my G. Continue.
But, yeah, like, literally, I'd be like, oh, I like him. I'd be like, I like you. And he'd be a badass little kid. He'd be like, oh, okay. And we'd be dating. And that's it. And then one time I realized that, like, the little boyfriend I had, he was like, yeah, I like you, but I like your friend too. And that friend. And I was like, what the f- these niggas ain't shit.
That's crazy. So you never felt like less than around a light-skinned girl?
No.
That's good.
I had like people come to me and tell me like, yo, you're cool. If you was light-skinned, I would date you. But they were ugly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if somebody ugly telling you, like, you ugly. Like, really, bitch? Because you ugly. Yeah. How you gonna tell me? And that's what always used to be the case. Like, I had these two light-skinned friends in high school. And they used to be like, oh, we are mixed with this. And I'd be like, but y'all is not cute. Like, I don't understand. Like, what are you trying to tell me here? Mm-hmm. I'm confused. Like, y'all mixed with cockroach?
I don't have time with you.
It was like, oh, my great great grand roach was Caucasian. Really, bitch, because you're ugly. So I don't know what you're trying to tell me.
I struggled with a lot in like younger years. Like, people always assumed that I was rich. People always, you know, thinking I thought I was better than them. Mm. And I had my own insecurities. I never was caring about trying to be better than somebody. Like, that was never my
intention. But you grew up in
West Orange.
Yeah. But you're from EO originally.
I started my life in West Orange.
Oh, where were you born?
In Newark Hospital. Sure.
Which Newark Hospital?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
She has no memory of being in the ghetto, guys. No recollection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Scratch that shit.
No. I'm from West Orange. What the fuck are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Newark. East Orange.
But I did have a really bad, like, which I'm realizing now, I had a very judgmental upbringing. You know, like, I was always judging people based on certain things, like, that I was drilled into by my father more so. Like, people that necessarily, like, all right, for instance, there's this one time, this girl I was really, really, really close with, like, we humped each other and stuff because we were, like, really close.
Lesbians.
Basically. And
she's a closeted lesbian, guys.
No, but, like, we were really, really close, and it was just really weird because, like, my iPod went missing. And when my dad found out, he was really mad. And, like, this is the time when iPods were everything. Like, they were pretty expensive to get. They were, like, phones, basically, that are now.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of crazy. And he, like, made it seem like because of the way she was raised, she was not as good as us type of thing.
And he assumed that she stole it.
Yeah.
Did she?
I don't think so.
Did you find it?
No.
Okay, well.
So I possibly lost it. Like, I lost my AirPods this week. Like, I can't blame that on anybody but myself.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting how all of it comes full circle. And it's just like, now when I see people who have less than me, or I'm not judgmental about that. Like, it took my last relationship for me to realize that I was kind of really judgmental against people that had less than me. And I started to realize, like, that's not a good trait because we're all people. And mm-hmm. It doesn't, you know, make you a bad person because you live at a certain place and have a certain address and live your lifestyle a certain way, you know, like being on government assistance and all that stuff. Like, I was ignorant to all of that. I just thought, oh, you're poor, or you're just a criminal or whatever. So it was just like, there's just a lot of things, like, and even being friends with certain people in my life now, I realized that, like, we're all just people, and get it how you live, basically.
That's crazy. You learned that from a relationship. I learned that
from
kicked out of my mother's house and becoming poor.
Well, that made me, that experience made me aware, like, calling, like, having that fight with my ex's sister. It made me realize, like, yo, I ain't shit. So I need to, like, work on that. Mm-hmm. But back to the whole confidence thing, right? So I wasn't the most confident kid because I was pretty ugly in high school.
You weren't ugly in high school.
Girl, did you see the picture?
I saw her picture. She was an ugly child.
I was not an ugly child.
I saw that your teeth was looking real fucked up.
That's what it... You know what?
Yo.
My ex used to call me Patrick. Wow. You know how Patrick's teeth just all of them have gaps in between each one?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
My teeth were horrible.
Yeah.
As a baby, I was a beautiful baby. Then when the teeth started going in them shits, I got braces.
I need to see some pictures.
Girl, they were like...
I look the same. I think the only thing that's like jarring to people is that I was a really pale baby.
Yeah, but, I remember that baby picture.
Yeah, and then like... one of my friends was like, why are you so pale? And all that stuff. And like... it's just, it's really weird for me to explain to people. It's like, there's no sun inside the womb. Like, how was I supposed to come out?
I'm done.
Like, but apparently people come out dark skinned, but I don't know how that works because there's no sun in there.
I don't know either.
Like, don't you need sun?
But I think it just takes time for your melanin to adjust.
Yeah. If you're just coming out like chocolatey, geez.
That's pretty dope.
Wow.
You must be an African baby. Because...
I was looking see-through.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Crazies. But, yeah. That's crazy. Because you're like, I don't get like how you could ever
I wasn't
not,
always this way.
Like, I'm confused.
Like, it wasn't always this way. So, like, I had stages where I was just like, and then being really, really skinny, like,
oh, that's, oh my god, being skinny in a world where you're black and it's like not something that's cool.
No, like I'll be honest with the viewers, I weigh like 148 right now. I used to be 20 pounds lighter, sis.
You were my weight now.
Yeah, but
and that's after I ate 7 croissants.
Yeah, but I don't have your body.
What does that even mean?
Like, my body's shape different. So I just look like a straight up and down. I look straight up and down. No titties. This would be a triple A. No booty. No thighs.
For the people who don't know what I look like, she just described me.
Yo, <I'm done. laughs> No, but seriously, like, I didn't, like, and then having a young face, like, I was just like, damn.
I'm a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah, like.
I mean, ooh. I felt the same way.
That's
although,
my natural body.
Actually, freshman year, some dude was like, oh, you be got, you like, he said I had a wagon, like I had a butt.
What?
I had a butt. You know what it is? I think my butt be like, oh, let me make an appearance this year.
It's just high.
It be like, yeah.
It just sticks out like a shelf.
And it's like, hey, let me make an appearance right now. Oh, no, I don't want to be seen.
But a wagon is stretching.
No, you know what it was? Is that I ran track. Uh-huh. So if I like do, if I like
so running
work out,
track works makes your butt get bigger.
Yeah,
running,
yeah, you're running, you're working your legs, your thighs. Uh-huh. You need your butt muscles.
So I need to start running away.
It, like, train no. Like you're a track athlete and not just running.
I,
like
that's the thing with me.
Miles.
Sidebar. That's the thing with me going to the gym. Like I get bored at just being at the gym. Like I like. To like do other shit too, like dance, like maybe take a dance class here, then maybe a pole fitness class. Like I like the spicy shit.
You need to go to Lifetime Fitness because I was living my best life.
See, something like that.
I had
like,
the biggest
booty. Okay, there's not the same thing you do each time. Like I could, and then like Planet Fitness where I go, there's not that many options. Like, it's
do
just
they have fun. Classes?
They don't.
No.
They have massage tables. That you pay for.
But what's that? What's the gym where you can do like the bike and all that stuff and watch a movie?
I think that's
that's the yellow place, right? What's that yellow
retro.
Place called? Okay, yeah.
But that shit was too ugly to look at. That yellow and red. Who wants to look at that?
I thought it was yellow and purple.
No, it's yellow and red. Yellow and purple is Planet Fitness. Retro was a different place.
They're all the same to me.
Damn.
If it ain't Lifetime, it ain't for me. And it's a Lifetime down the street from my new house.
That's crazy.
I need to work there, shit. That way I can go for free.
Yeah, that'd be a wave.
Yeah, I don't like working.
I do not like you.
Schedule? Oh, God. But anyways, that's just crazy. Like, I wonder if this is gonna upload, guys. Like, if it does, cool. You know, next time we'll actually come with real topics and not just talk to you guys all day.
We definitely saw. Well, it was my first time. I'm a first timer, a foot fetish watcher. I mean, hey, whatever rocks your socks, but that's just not it.
OMG. Like, okay, if you follow us on Instagram or whatever, just DM us, message us what type of porn you watch.
Yikes. Please do, though.
Like, I want to know.
Like, what do you
mean? Like, are you, what is it called? Hitta? Like, it's like this Asian porn where it's like a cartoon, and it'll be like this bunny, like the bunny lady, and then like a wolf that's like attacking her. It's like really crazy.
I want to see peeing.
Who?
Peeing?
Yeah. Oh, people getting peed on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to see, like, so do they pee and then insert the dick?
Oh.
You know, they be right hard
and pee in it?
No, not in it, but on it.
Oh, okay.
And then go right in it.
Oh, wow.
What? Okay, so do you know that our vaginas are acidic?
Okay.
So that's why we have to keep our pH in balance.
Uh-huh.
And men are alkaline. So that's why sometimes when people have sex, women, it can throw off their pH and women get their little infections or whatever. But I don't know why I brought that up.
Now you know. Okay, so if you're messing with a dude and, you know, y'all do whatever y'all do, I don't know, then, and you feel like a little rumbly in the tumbly.
Drink your waters, kids. Drink your waters, have your fruits, and don't stick nothing up there. And I also read something about tightening of the vagina walls.
You do the little exercises. Kegels. Yeah, I do those little exercises sometimes.
Okay.
Just for
get,
fun.
I want to get the shit where they put the whole pearl up there and they drag shit. Like, move furniture and shit. Like, I want to, like, get my pussy that strong.
But the thing is, it doesn't make it tight. It just makes it so that you're able to clench when he's in there.
Well, that, but also, like after you've had sex, like, the snapback is better.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you snap back faster. Because, like, if you're putting up, you know, pickle jar up in there, it's going to go back faster if you've done your kegels.
Pickle jar?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Or people like to fist, too. Like, I know you can have children.
White people like to fist.
I know you...
Don't say people. Nope. Mm-mm. Don't say people.
But, like, what is the point of that?
Because, okay,
It's like you want to be... Like, you want to have a kid?
You know what is crazy? Told me that... There's certain females that it really does just open up to that space.
Wow.
Like, it can fit.
Some men have big... When I say big fists, you fist them?
I would never do no shit like that.
Fist me in the booty before you fist me in my vagina.
In your booty? Shit just gonna fall out your ass? Mm-hmm. Does that tighten back up?
No. And I know... It doesn't. It'll be ready for you for the next time.
Oh my god.
It'll be ready.
Ew.
You should be flying out like, ew. Like sauerkraut.
What? Oh my god.
But
keep your butt stuff to yourself. No, ma'am.
But when I saw that video of the girls coming out the booty, I was like, yo.
Don't say it like that because they're not.
Coming from the booty.
Okay, from penetration in their butts, they came. Okay. Some girls like that.
I never seen so much squirting in my life. I'm like, that has to be pee. Some of it has to be pee. Like, I'm not trying to do that every time.
It's from a different hole.
Yeah, it's from the pee hole.
You squirt from a pee hole?
Yeah, you never done it before?
I thought you squirt from your vagina.
No. Bitch, wait. Okay, we're gonna have to come back and do a
sex lesson.
Girl, comes from your pee hole, your urethra. You just come out of your vagina. Like, the thing when you tighten your muscles and you've came, that's what that is.
But you're saying it's supposed to be from the pee hole that comes out?
Yeah, you just call it ejaculation.
So why is it not just piss?
It's the skin gland and all these glands.
I need a doctor.
I want to speak to somebody.
I need a professional.
Because I haven't done that in a while. They say it's like a little peanut size like thing in there.
If you guys could see my face right now.
Yeah, like there's like a thing in there that's like the size of an almond. And you know, and then you can squirt like that too.
What the fuck?
Fingering, yeah.
The thing is, okay, with me, I have to think about myself for me to even like.
Are you in a space where you're able to like just let go?
Let go of what?
Your ancestors.
Let go of what?
Your ancestors. You're letting go of your troubles, your stress.
Oh, through sex?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Yo! I mean, I'm having trouble on the squirting front, but not the coming front.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. So, here's the thing about me. You know how, like, Brittany said it was, like, three levels?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it's really hard to get me to the third level. I have to think about myself to be on the second level when the first damn place. But like a lot of the times, if I don't really like you, sometimes I'd be like, oh, he looks cute, but it just be like, I'd be like, all right, let me just try. And it just, like with my ex, I'm not even trying to be a dickhead, but I had to really think about myself. And then because of the fact that like we had some little situation, I ain't gonna go into it or whatever, where where I kind of got to, I'm not gonna go into it, but I'm gonna say I just thought about somebody else.
Oh,
and it still ain't work because I saw him.
Yikes.
So it was kind of like, but you know what it is? It's like, okay, if you can get me to that point, like you've hit the jackpot. Like, if you can even get me anywhere near, like, sponge.
So, does the ejaculant happen?
The who?
The you be peeing? You be peeing?
Somebody said that they think that I did. I said, I don't think so. I think you are imagining some shit like that. You think you can make me do some shit like that, but I don't think that's what happens.
I used to feel like shame because of that. Like, I was like, why can't I do that? Like, isn't that normal? I've done it before.
No, but the thing is, here it is. Like, most women don't even freaking get to that point.
But yeah.
Because guys are so fucking lame. I'm not trying to like.
Yeah, they are.
It's just like they just be doing the dumbest shit.
Like I had to tell one of the guys, I was like, you need to talk. Like, you just be.
Like, don't talk to me.
No. You like
shut,
be quiet.
Shut your fucking.
Yo, that's the Capricorn thing. I'm gonna say that right now.
Shut your fucking mouth. Do not talk to me. Like, what the fuck, bitch? Don't say shit.
I need you to talk that shit.
Don't say shit. Like, make noises here
and
there, but don't.
I'm visual and audible. Whatever the fuck. I need to see it and I need to hear it.
Man, don't talk to me. You know, I used to date someone who would fucking narrate the whole situation.
Yo. I can do that now.
And I wanted to punch him in his face. Like, what the fuck, bitch? Shut the fuck up.
So nobody comes in talking? And you have to tell him to shut up? Niggas don't talk? That might be my experience. Wow.
Like, they do, but I just be like... rolling my eyes and just I don't be trying to say too much of nothing, like, or I'll try, depends on how much I like you, I'll try to like communicate with you, because if you're talking, that means you kind of like somebody to talk, but I don't want to talk. I feel dumb, like right now, like I feel dumb too, but I just don't know. Let's not do all that. Let's not talk, okay? Let's let's just do the do.
And no, that is so boring.
I know, I'm really boring. I'm like, I'm really not. I don't like nobody that much to not be boring. And the thing about a Capricorn is that we're very competitive. If you don't tell me that somebody else do it better, I'm not gonna do shit. I'm gonna lay here. Cause I'm not competing with no. You're here, right? So I mean, we're
here together.
Where are you going? But yeah, like I'm not. I'd be like,
the hell was, oh boy,
who?
You know?
Nah, we not gonna say all that.
Yeah. No, but
we gonna keep that to ourselves. But yeah.
You got dirt on your nails?
Yes.
Ew, I was scratching my scalp. Much?
Ooh. My hair. Girl, I need to wash my hair. Shut the fuck up. Okay. I just washed it like 2 weeks ago.
Where's that shit falling at?
Right here.
Fuck. Well, this has been your episode of the Stolen Diaries podcast.
Look, her hair is dirty too, okay?
Bitch,
look.
My hair is not dirty.
Yes, the fuck it is.
It's not flaking like yours.
First of all, she has clumps of gel in her hair. She asked me to braid her hair yesterday, and I looked at it, and I said, what the fuck? There's clumps of gel in her hair.
We're about to fight after this.
That looks like cum.
We're about to fight after this. Thank you for listening.
Bye!
Bye!